بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد إن شاء الله today we will discuss a very simple عمل but the reward is unlimited. The reward is tremendous. So such a simple عمل indeed, but immense rewards we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith narrated by Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, من استغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات كتب الله له بكل مؤمن ومؤمنة حسنة. That person who makes istighfar on behalf of the believing men and women, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for him, Allah will record for him, for every believing male and female that is living, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for him one reward. So for every believing male or female, not necessarily living, but for every believing male and female, Allah will record for him one neki, one good deed. In other words, person who says, Allahumma ghfir lil mu'mineena wal mu'minat, Allah forgive the believing men and the believing women for the amount equivalent to the number of believing men and women there are in this world, Allah will write that amount of rewards for him. Such a simple deed. And then if you go and pass it on to others, then those who will read it, then you will also get that reward. Then alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, when our a'mal, the rewards of our deeds are multiplied, then the reward will be even more. So inshallah, we practice on this. The narration comes in Tabrani, reported by Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala, the one who seeks repentance on behalf of the believing men and women, then for every believing man and every believing woman that you made istighfar of, you said, Allah forgive all the believing men, all the believing women, you will get that amount of rewards. There's another narration by Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala. There are two other narrations. And that those narrations, it is mentioned 25 times if you make dua maghfirat for the believing men or women. One narration says 27 times. However, these two narrations are weak narrations. But the ulama have mentioned that they can still be practiced upon. So in those narrations, 25 times or 27 times, then the reward there is, كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُمْ. Then this person who is making this dua and is seeking forgiveness on behalf of the believing men and women, then he'll be amongst those people whose du'as will be readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are great virtues. Inshallah, istighfar, the benefits of istighfar, we'll discuss some other time. But for today, simple. All we're going to say, Allahumma ghfir. You can read it, Allahumma ghfir lil mu'mineena wal mu'minat. That is all. Just by saying this, the amount of believing men and women they are in this world, Allah will write for us good deeds. Some ulama have said that you must make niyat for al-ahya wal-amwat, those who are living and those who are deceased. And how many, we can't even count how many believing men and women they exist in this world. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.